The Tarkine is one of Tasmania's biggest areas recognised as World Heritage, with more than 400,000 hectares located in northwest Tasmania. And it's a refuge for native species like the Tasmanian devil. But in 2020, a mining company was given the green light to truck iron ore to Burney Point at night, making the Tasmanian devils vulnerable to accidents and death. The Environmental Defenders Office has launched a campaign to legally challenge this decision at the Tasmanian Supreme Court. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked managing lawyer of the Environmental Defenders Office, Claire Bookless, what their campaign is about.
Tasmania's Tarkina, or Tarkine region in the northwest of the state, provides important habitat for the endangered Tasmanian devil. The Tasmanian devil is under threat of extinction due to the deadly facial tumour disease, habitat loss, and by being killed on our roads. Unfortunately, despite the Tarkine being of international significance due to its cultural and natural heritage values, much of that area is currently subject to mining and forestry exploration and exploitation. And in 2020, Tasmania's EPA granted Venture Minerals Riley Creek Mine permission to truck ore at night through the Tarkine region to the port at Burney, and this is putting Tasmanian devils along that route at risk of becoming roadkill. The EPA's decision came despite the fact that back when the mine was first approved in 2013, Tasmania's planning tribunal found that it was appropriate to limit the mining trucks to daylight hours only. Now, that condition was imposed to protect the Tasmanian devils and other native species from mining trucks. The Environmental Defenders Office is acting for the Tarkine National Coalition to seek to overturn the EPA's decision in the Tasmania Supreme Court.
So what are your clients' concerns about mining in this area?
Venture Minerals Riley Creek Mine didn't commence mining until sometime in late 2020. However, even before it started, Venture had asked the EPA to vary its permit conditions to allow it to truck ore to the port at Burney both at day and at night. The Tarkine National Coalition only found out about this proposed variation of the permit conditions because we had been lodging rights information requests with the EPA to find out more about whether the mine had actually commenced within time and whether or not its permit had in fact lapsed. Once we discovered that the mine was proposing to truck ore at night, EDO wrote to the EPA on behalf of the Tarkine National Coalition to outline their concerns about the proposal. Those concerns included that the proposed permit variation was not supported by sufficient scientific information to demonstrate that the trucking of ore at night would not have a significant and detrimental impact on the Tasmanian devil population along the route. That's even with the proposed mitigation measures of approximately 2 kilometres of virtual fencing and a slower speed limit along part of the route. In June 2021, the EPA made its decision to vary the permit conditions to allow for the night trucking. And in making that decision, amongst other things, the EPA took into account that allowing the mine to truck ore 24 hours a day would increase the profits of the mine and help it to develop other mines in the Tarkine. After we were notified of the decision, EDO filed an application with the Tasmanian Supreme Court on behalf of the Tarkine National Coalition, seeking to review and overturn the EPA's decision.
So what are the legal arguments the Environmental Defenders Office have detected to stop this issue at the Tasmanian court?
Our client will be making essentially 3 arguments about why the EPA's decision was not made in accordance with the law and should be set aside by the court. Firstly, the EPA cannot vary the mining permit because it has lapsed, because the mining didn't start within the time allowed for under the permit. Secondly, the EPA's decision to vary the permit did not take into account or properly apply relevant considerations under the law, including the need to maintain genetic diversity and apply a precautionary approach to decisions. And finally, in allowing the mining trucks to operate at night, the EPA's decision varied the fundamental use allowed for by the permit, and Tasmania's environmental laws don't allow the EPA to vary that fundamental use. So those will be the arguments that our client will be making and asking the court to decide whether or not this decision should be allowed.
I understand that you are campaigning to get donations to get these challenging courts. So how important is this community action on this case?
We've seen a huge amount of community interest in this case since it began. The community is really concerned about the loss of our native species, and there's an expectation that decisions should be made with the objective of protecting our iconic species like the Tasmanian devil.
So where can we get more information about the campaign and how can people donate to the cause?
You can head to our website at edo.org.au to read all about the case and to make a tax-deductible donation to EDO. And that will allow us to run cases like this one, which seek to protect endangered native animals like the Tasmanian devil.
That was Claire Booklis from the Environmental Defenders Office, ending the story from The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.